Yeah, I think the guys kept competing. We made a few stops defensively, and then saw a few baskets go in without the turnovers, obviously. And that gets a little momentum going and a little energy. So the guys did keep competing for sure.
Coach, just talk first three possessions to the game, you have turnovers, and it just seemed like you struggled to get back on track from that point.
Yeah, absolutely. The turnovers just killed us. 23 points off their turnovers, and in the first half, I think they only didn't convert one of the turnovers that we made, or maybe two. So it was that was it right there, and it got us down. And it seemed like it was 21-20, and we were about to make a run, and then we threw the ball to them, and they went down and got an and one, or an opportunity for an and one. So we just couldn't build that momentum because we kept turning it over.
It was that 10-0 run at the end of the half that really, but you guys competed there. You got it to four to begin the second half. You got that bucket out of the timeout. What changed then when you kind of shaved it down to four? Was it turnovers again? Did they do something? What did they do?
No, I thought we had a couple possessions where we turned it over again, and then we had a couple possessions where we had some wide open shots. I think Parker had a pull up along the baseline. Parker had a three out front where they didn't guard in transition, and Kuzma had that turnaround on the block that went in and out. So in addition to the turnovers, we had some shots that were pretty good shots that just didn't go in, quite frankly.
Coach, just looking at one of the shooting stats, you guys took 20 threes. Is that something you guys, is that a spot or a number of threes you want to take or looking at this year? Or just kind of depend who's getting them and...
Yeah, I think maybe it's a few too many, but I think a few were at the end
right
when we had to. So maybe that number is really 16 or 17, and it's not that bad. The way that they guard pick and roll, and I told Don McClain this before the game, the way they guard pick and roll, you're going to get some open threes, your bigs are. And we have to have confidence and shoot those and knock them down. Now, you can't fall in love with them. I mean, you've got to drive the ball. But the reality is of their defense, it's around the key. They're in there, so they give you some open pick-and-pop threes with the way they guard, and
it's hard to turn those down.
It's hard to turn some of them down.
Well, you needed Rawson and Kuz, and they combined for what they had those open looks, and they went 1-for-9.
Yeah, and we're confident that next game they'll make them because the next opponent we have guards the pick-on-ball a similar way. They're going to cover, as we call it, and Butler's famous for it. They're going to allow you to pop, and you're going to be open, and even with the four-man who can shoot it. So that makes it a little tough, you know. Now, their defense is really good around the rim as far as bigs coming to help and building walls, and that makes it more complicated when you're around the rim to finish.
Stat line might not show it, but I thought Jace Johnson gave you a really nice effort tonight.
Yeah, I think it's been back-to-back games where Jace has really improved. You can see him getting better on the court, I think, and his pick-and-roll coverage is getting more consistent. He's a factor around the rim. I thought he changed a number of shots. I'm not sure how many blocks he ended up with, zero, I guess, but I thought he had a couple, you know, where he got some hands on some balls. I guess they gave him credit for one and probably changed a few more. So I think he is getting better. And one thing about Jace is he works hard every day, and I think he'll continue to improve.
Well, I think that's a good thing for you guys. You have guys that are giving the effort, so now it's just kind of focused on the execution.
Yeah, execution and sometimes intelligence about how we're playing. And, you know, like Larry said, it's a sign of a young team. You've got to go through the experience in order to get better. Now, obviously, no one wants to lose, us included, but hopefully we'll gain some experience and get better throughout this because we do have some young guys. And honestly, this is their first competition versus a heavyweight. And Butler's a heavyweight now. I mean, they got some big old boys, and they bring the wood. I mean, those guys are physical and tough, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they're well-coached, and the credit goes to them. I mean, they made the plays, and they're tough. And so hopefully we learn from that.
Well, you'll be back here on Thursday night. Montana State comes in, 7 o'clock start time. A couple of days of practice in between. Enjoy that, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, Andy.